Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it's extremely difficult for men of different nations to work together when they carry a rifle on one shoulder and a chip on the other. Welcome to Bible Meditations. We appreciate very much your listening to our program, and we're certainly hopeful that as we study together the Word of God, that we'll learn something that will be helpful to us in our responsibility toward our Father. All right, let's return now to our study, and we've been making the argument that the Bible promises certain things from God, and that God is faithful, God never has reneged on a promise, and God will carry out whatever promise that He has given to us. But sometimes people say God promised certain things, when in reality those are not things He promised. The Word of God tells us what God's mind is in regard to promises. If God has given promises, you'll find them in the Bible. But if somebody says God promised something, and then it's not in the Bible, friends, God is not under obligation to keep a promise like that. God's under obligation only to keep the promises that He has made. Now, one of the promises that we have looked at already is the promise that many people hold forth that the Lord will return sometime and will stand here upon the earth, in fact, sit on the throne of David and reign here on the earth. But the Bible is not the book that is the source for this information. The Bible tells us that Jesus will return, but not that He'll set foot on the earth, but rather that He'll return in the air, and those who are alive and remain at His return will be caught up together with those who've died in Christ, and will meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So there is no promise in the Bible that the Lord will return here on the earth and set foot once more on the earth. God is not under obligation to keep the promise some men have made along this line. All right, in connection with that, let me also point out to you that God has not promised that the Lord will set up an earthly kingdom. There are many people in our world today who are looking for an earthly kingdom. They tell us that the Bible promises that Jesus will return and set up an earthly kingdom and rule in the throne of David here on the earth. Some also add the idea it will be for 1,000 years, the Lord being here upon the earth, sitting on the throne of David. Well, is God going to set up an earthly kingdom? Is God obligated to do so, or is that a promise without backing from God? Now, let me remind you that the Bible teaches very plainly that the Lord was going to build a kingdom. Jesus gave promise of that, and it was prophesied in the Old Testament. In fact, if I go to the book of Daniel, chapter 2 and verse 44, I hear Daniel saying, "In the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed." Well, the promise of the coming kingdom. Isaiah, in Isaiah 2, 2 and 3, suggested that the mountain of the Lord's house would be established in the tops of the mountains, and all nations should flow unto it, and the word of the Lord would go forth from Jerusalem. Well, does that promise then tell us that the Lord is going to set up an earthly kingdom? Well, friends, no, it doesn't. Certainly, we believe that the kingdom was promised by God. In Mark 9 and verse 1, Jesus made this observation, "There be some here who shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Now, I'd like for you to think about this. if some people to whom Jesus was speaking would not die until the kingdom came, then my question is this: has the kingdom come? Well, remember, if it has not come, and we're still looking for an earthly kingdom, remember, there must be somebody around somewhere about 2,000 years old. Because Jesus said, some of you will not die until you've seen the kingdom come. Well, the people that he wrote to, or that he was speaking to, were people who were living approximately 2,000 years ago. So if the kingdom has not come, and we're still looking for the kingdom to come, remember the promise was, some of you who are here living will still be living when the kingdom does come. So if the kingdom hasn't come, we're looking for people who are 2,000 years old. Now you know as well as I do that if a person reaches 100 years of age, even the President of the United States recognizes that and recognizes the people who've attained to that age. What about a person who's 500 years old today? There isn't any such person as that, is there? What about a person 1,000 years old? No, there isn't anyone like that. What about someone who's 2,000 years old? Do you suppose somebody could be living now who's 2,000 years of age and we've never heard about it? We don't know about that? Well, the fact is that the Lord promised his kingdom would come during the lifetime of some of those people he was speaking to. That time has passed a long time ago. I'm concluding, and I believe justly so, that the Lord's kingdom came, that it is already here, and that people are in the kingdom even today. Now that would be backed up by passages like the second chapter of the book of Acts. I'd like for you to read in particular verses 30 and 31. While you're reading it, remember, Peter's telling the people who are there that day that Christ at his resurrection sit down on the throne of David to rule over his kingdom. The ruling over the kingdom began back then. It's not something yet future. We're not looking for it to come to pass sometime in the future. We're looking at something that has already come to pass. Well, harmonize that with 1 Corinthians 15, start about verse 24, and read as Paul explains, when the end of time comes and the Lord returns, he's going to put down all rule and power and authority. According to the doctrine of some people, he's going to take it up at that time. No, the Bible says he's going to put it down. He took it up, as we read in Acts 2, 30 and 31. He puts it down when the end of time comes, and he's not going to set up an earthly kingdom. Well, we appreciate your being with us today and studying along this line. Please remember it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.